I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
As the saying goes, innocent until proven guilty. Well, YouTube has already started punishing Russell Brand's YouTube channel due to the sexual assault allegations against him. So a YouTube exec has said that he should not be able to make a living through the platform. They haven't banned him. They've just demonetized all of his videos. So they said essentially he's not able to make a living through YouTube because they don't believe that it's right that he should have these allegations against him and still be able to monetize his videos that he's posting on the platform.
They're taking a stand.
Yeah, so they said, we don't tolerate harmful content, and right now there's nothing that he's posting that's considered harmful, but they're definitely going to be keeping a close eye on him. Okay, there's a new documentary about the Kardashians coming out, and Caitlyn Jenner is blabbing all about her family in it. So Caitlyn is the one saying that the sex tape was calculated, basically calling out her stepdaughter for creating an entire scheme to become the brand that they are today.
Is she suggesting that Kim's mom was behind the calculation of the sex tape also? Because we've heard that.
Yeah.
Ray J has said that, I think, for years.
Yes.
In the trailer, it doesn't appear that is what she's alleging, because there's a couple of different voices in there. And basically just kind of being like, A, Chris didn't just want to stay at home and be some housewife, but B, everybody was kind of in on how do we become this massive name. And it looks like Caitlyn is alleging that the sex tape was all a part of that. And I just can't, like, this is your family. It seems like she's doing the Prince Harry situation where you're going to sell out this narrative either to get a check or to just make yourself look better.
I couldn't do it. I certainly couldn't sacrifice my family's morals and values for money. But I mean, I feel like when you look at the empire they built, maybe a lot of people would feel differently if that was the end result.
Yeah. And I've watched enough documentaries on her where I just think that she is just, you know what, I'm going to speak my truth no matter what. I don't know that this has to do with a paycheck or not, but she's just like, if you ask, I'm going to give you the honest truth.
She's burning a bridge with her family, and she's still, I mean, so I know Kim is her stepdaughter, but she still has Kylie and Kendall, who are very close with the entire Kardashian group.
I don't know.
I don't know how you do this.
I feel like it's a different situation for them. I personally absolutely would not do this in any way, shape, or form. I don't care how old my kids are. I'm never going to talk crap about them in public. I won't even talk crap about their mom, my ex-wife. It won't happen, ever. But they have a foundation of reality TV Their entire life is based on this, right? So when one goes out, right, against the script, quote unquote, of their reality TV and is really speaking her or his truth, then how can you fault him for that? That's what they do.
So here's a thought. What if Kris Jenner is actually behind this to stir up more controversy?
Could be.
What if Caitlyn and Chris are in cahoots that it's like, okay, you're going to come out, and now if you want to come be a part of the Kardashian narrative, do this whole documentary. It's going to give us more publicity. Because in the Kardashian eyes, all publicity is good publicity. 100%. I could totally see that happening too. Okay, Ed Sheeran's doing this really cool thing where he's going to put out a live album where all of the songs are recorded at fans' houses. And we're just like, hey, I'm Ed Sheeran. I'd like to sing some songs for you. Like, how did he find these people?
I don't know.
I feel like they got to, like, hand select these people because you just can't be knocking on random doors. Somebody's not going to know who you are.
Yeah, and I feel like they have, like, an email list of, like, the most hardcore fans. You know, like, we have email lists also, and we know who's, like, really into the show and who participates in contests more than others. So I think they know that. I just don't know that I entirely believe in the theater of just knocking on the door and then doing a show there. It would take so much engineering and how many people would be so upset that my house is a mess? This is going to be on national TV.
I got to say, in the video, the fan that was freaking out, as Ed Sheeran is playing the song, she's like knocking off stuff that she had sitting on the piano. She's like, I'm so sorry, Ed, that this place wasn't cleaner. For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Clicky Buzz.
Get it. The Bird Show.